This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Fire crews have made good progress beating back the NCAR fire, which sparked over the weekend and forced thousands to evacuate in Boulder County. The grass fire is now 80% contained and holding steady at 190 acres. Still, no injuries or damage to homes or buildings have been reported. Boulder fire and rescue officials expect cool and wet weather will help firefighters extinguish hot spots today. Aurora city lawmakers have voted to ban urban camping within city limits. CPR's Paolo Scholzita reports.
Aurora City Council voted on party lines to authorize the ban, with the conservative majority pushing the policy. Under the new law, homeless campers will be given a 72-hour notice by police to vacate before they face fines or arrest. Sweeps can only be enforced if there is enough shelter space. Mayor Mike Kaufman argues the move will connect people to resources, but opponents say it will only shuffle vulnerable people from one area to another. I'm Paolo Scholzita, CPR News.
Human remains were discovered at the Denver Botanic Gardens over the weekend, but there's no need for alarm. Spokesperson Aaron Bird said the land the Botanic Gardens was built on used to be the largest cemetery in Denver.
There, as we have found over the years, are some remaining graves or unmarked graves or things like that.
The bone was uncovered in the Japanese garden section where crews were doing routine maintenance to water features. The last time human remains were found at the gardens was in 2008 when its visitor center was built. Right now in Grand Junction, it's raining and 46 degrees. In Vail, there's light snow and 44 degrees. And in Denver, it's 46 with light rain. This is CPR News.